right, what's up, everybody? We're here with Strong Arm Steady, Mitchie Slick, Crown Down, Feel the Agony. How's it going, everybody?
Yeah, we're right here.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, we're just rock the bells, just enjoying the love, you know what I'm saying, in my hometown, you know what I'm saying? Mitchie Slick, you know, that's my hometown and shit. That's deep.
All right, cool. So let's get right into the new album, Departed. So what can we expect from the album?
Departed album is a collaboration compilation album. It's not the debut record, but it is a full-length album, all original material, with all of our friends and family around the music industry that we call hip-hop. You got Juvenile, Chameleonaire, Black Thought from the Roots, Socrates, Dilated Peoples, Talib Kweli, of course, is our label mate over at Blacksmith Warner Brothers and the CEO of the label. And of course, the whole Strong Arm Steady. And we just wanted to put that out before our debut album so that cats can kind of see how we work with other artists, you know what I'm saying, and then actually see our affiliations, man, and you know, that's why we call it Departed, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so it's more of a compilation than a real, like, full-on album?
For sure.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Totally.
Our real album, it'll be finished in a minute, homie. It's the craziest shit ever made, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially coming from, you know, a time where everything is basically, you know, just one sound, and like you turn a fucking 106 on or whatever, you just every fucking song sound the same. And shit. Right now, we really came creative on our solo album that we got going through, you know what I'm saying, Blacksmith, Warner Brothers and shit. So, yeah, it's most definitely the difference between this album and the Departed album that we got going. Arms and Hammers and the Departed album are different. Yeah, the first one is like
Arms and Hammers. That's the
Arms and Hammer. Yeah, that's the name of the real album is coming up.
Yeah.
All right. So, how long did it take you guys to put together this compilation?
It was actually like a year and a half in the making because we were doing a lot of traveling. We were Exeter Z at the time because we was a part of the group at the time. So we was doing a lot of traveling with exhibit touring and stuff, promoting Weapons of Mass Destruction, as well as, you know, just doing Strong Arm Steady shows and shit. So we was putting the record together like that, and that's how we even got a lot of the songs, because we was traveling to different markets getting the records, you know what I'm saying? So so about a year and a half in the making, you know what I mean? And then we worked on Arms and Hammers for a year too, so we've been recording nonstop for the last 2.5 years without a, like, one break, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, all right. Let's see. I'll ask you this one for your joke, because it's all good.
Okay.
What's the difference between, like, you guys do a lot of mixtapes, so what's the difference between crafting, like, an album when you guys are getting in for that, as opposed to going for a mixtape type of deal?
Well, you know, like, the album Arms and Hammers, it's more conceptual. It's like, a lot of the songs you hear on there is just like, it's like gun music, like clack music, like the title, you know what I'm saying, Arms and Hammers. So it's like a real hard sounding album. You're gonna get real, like, a lot of bassy, a lot of hard hitting snares, shit like that. You know, and that's how we come out our mixtapes conceptually too, but, you know, the Arms and Hammer album, you know, as far as the beats, we're going for the best production, you know, paying the top-notch producers what they're supposed to get for the beats, and, you know, on mixtapes, we just rhyming over whatever we want to, you know. You know, the album, we just work, we go hard, it's our album, so, you know what I'm saying, it's like our mixtapes is one thing, but we're perfectionists of whatever we do, so our mixtapes is great, and our album is just greater, so this is just like what's on the shelf, you know, for everybody, it's a more wide range of shit.
What do you guys have on the album, like, production-wise, like the
Of course, DJ Khalil, Jelly Roll, Black Tovin, High Tech, you know, basically everybody, you know, that been working with us, and a lot of, you know, new cats we bring to the table too as well.
All right, so you guys have a new mixtape with DJ Warrior, Cal Untouchable, 17, Clack Clack Edition.
Yeah, Clack Clack Edition. Yeah, man. That's crazy. Right there, it's a lot of exclusive shit on there too.
Yeah.
So that's one to check out right there, because now, you know, the mixtape game has kind of changed. Now, you know what I'm saying, it's about being competitive with the songs and the music and shit. So, man, everybody putting out, like, real shit damn near on their mixtapes. And when you hear that shit, it's fire on that shit. And Warrior, you know, that's our boy. He been fucking with us for, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So look for that. The unique thing about that tape too, like Mitch, you were saying too, like, is we got a lot of exclusive shit that you're not gonna really probably hear on no other tapes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of cats put out mixtapes and shit like that, then they get a tape the same song for all the DJs unanimously and stuff like that. Not in our case. When you get a Strong Arm Steady tape, that tape is exclusively that tape. You know what I'm saying? So especially with this Warrior and DJ Envy from the East Coast is doing a collab with Warrior for us. Another special thing. We kind of hitting, you know, two hosts at one time.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So it's going to be more like a street album, this new mixtape, as well as
It's going to be like a street album, yeah. Mixtape, like all of that, one and the same.
Are you guys going to be planning on going like an international tour?
We on one now, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, it's we on one. Yeah, man. Every time we go out, man, you know what I'm saying? It's just in our work ethic to just promote everything we doing. You know what I'm saying? So we on like two different tours at one time right now. We got a tour where it's mostly our days, and then we doing Strong Arm Steady days, and we doing days where it's Rock the Bills tour. So we promoting all this shit, man. It's all one movement. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. All right. What's Exhibit's role going to be in the new project? I know he's probably not like part of it anymore. Is he going to be on it a lot?
He's an inspired. He's on a Deep Hearted album, a song that we had done a long time ago with Razzcast, Chameleonaire, and X. But X inspired all of this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'll just put it like that. You know, our records are inspired by cats like Dr. Dre and X to the Z and Ice Cube and all these cats. So, you know, we the New West niggas. We the face and the poster child of the New West Coast. You know, big shout out to everybody like G Malone, Rocket, feel what I'm saying, Maestro 211, all the homies back home doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Strong Arm Steady is the faces of that. We the NWA of this new time. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. All right.
The Deep Hearted album, the uniqueness in the Deep Hearted album is it's like you really getting the friends and family of Strong Arm Steady. Like all the producers, every rapper, cast, they come to our house daily, or you know, whenever they're in LA, they come to our crib or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So you really just getting to see you know, how strong our affiliations are, how deep our roots run in the game, you know what I'm saying? That's why it's called Deep Hearted. And Austin Hammers is a real, all the bells and whistles, you know what I'm saying? Real high level production, high quality, and all of it's high quality, excuse me, but I'm saying as far as the marketing and promotion is going to be heavy and big on you know, within that. So both Arms and Hammers, Deep Hearted. Arms and Hammers is February 08, but Deep Hearted is coming in about 3 weeks.
All right. One last other question. Yeah. How'd you guys hook up with Talib Kweli for the Blacksmith deal?
Kweli, he's been a friend of ours for years. You know, Kweli, he's an international brother. He'd be back and forth from New York to L.A. all the time. He actually, you know, been an artist on Rockets before the Warner Brother deal that we're doing right now. A mutual friend of ours, Black Sean, actually introduced us, and you know, we've been friends for a while, and that relationship just built, and we had the opportunity when he built this Blacksmith label with the Warner Brothers to, you know, he offered us a deal, and we took it. That's basically what happened. You know?
So is he going to be involved at all in, like, the creative process?
Kweli lets us pretty much do what we do. You know, he felt like that's the reason why he wanted to sign us, because we're pretty much self-contained anyway. So he just lets us, you know, pretty much do what we do. We try to incorporate Kweli, vice versa. You know, we do mixtapes and everything together, and we actually got him on our first single, One Step, which is on the Deep Hearted album. We have a video. You guys should YouTube that.
Yeah,
and everything.
We got
so,
that on. Huh?
Yeah. It's just a friend of ours, man, so it's not, like, made up or anything that, you know, we tried to put together. It's just, you know, good friends that just had the same kind of common goals and, you know, interests, which is music.
All right. What about Solo Ventures? Like,
Solo Ventures would be coming after the Strong Arm Steady album, although we all got, you know, mixtapes and solo albums in store. Mitchell still got the Urban Survival. You know, I have an Illmatic album. Fine got an album coming out early next year, so definitely check for that as well.
Cool, so, and you got 48 Hours on Gang Street. That's
48 Hours on Gang Street is coming out.
More about it too.
Just for a little info about, a little info about the 48 Hours on Gang Street. It's going to be an opportunity for all the niggas that I fuck with. There's reputable cats, and especially Southern Cal cats, you know what I'm saying? I'm not discriminating on nothing, but it's a certain particular kind of vibe that I'm going to bring to this tape, and it's going to be all the straight shit, grimy street shit, and all the reputable cats that do this shit that got a fan base through Southern California that I fuck with, they're going to be on this project. And the purpose for this tape, and I mean for this record, is to be able to let everybody feed off of one another's fan base, you know what I'm saying? And be able to open it up a little wider for everybody, you know what I mean? So that's what the purpose is. 48 Hours on Gang Street. I'm going to take you to every street in Southern Cal that's a gang street and give you a bar of what the Southern California life is like, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. Get
that. You got anything like in the works solo on?
Yeah, I'm right now working on finishing up Condon, the Chronicles, the Black Gold LP. That's going to be coming out probably after the Strong Arm Steady Arms and Hammers record.
Okay.
We're working on a deal right now just between a couple records that we're already in bed with. See what's going to be the best situation. If not, another one will be the best situation. That's going to probably come, you know, do the Strong Arm Steady first, and then right after that, follow up, man.
Anything else you want to say?
I'm definitely on Dub CNN, man. Y'all keep doing what the fuck y'all doing, man, because without y'all, man, we know West. And please believe the Deep Hearted is coming in stores August 28th. Go get that shit. Everybody on there, Chameleonaire, Black Thought, Juvenile, The Roots, Socrates, Tyler Kweli, Dollar People, The Alcoholics, everybody, man. So please go support that shit. If the West Coast finest new niggas coming to the motherfucking game, and we not stopping. It's only the beginning. Arms and Hammers, February 8th. Eardrum, Tyler Kweli in stores August 28th. Get that shit. We got something in stores for y'all niggas every week. Please believe it. Yeah, that. Clack, 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 clack.